You are not alone. And now there are two resources that I've put together specifically for your journey. This is your host, Rachel Bernstein. I am an educator and a therapist and a cult specialist. And I am very excited to announce Restart and Restore, a journal for survivors of manipulation, and a companion notebook that I've put together to go with it that has people's stories that they've shared with me that they wanted to share with you, and some wonderful quotes from people whose thoughts I truly admire, and more pages and writing prompts for you to continue with the writing that can help you along your healing journey. This isn't just another blank journal. It's a trauma-informed recovery companion, and it offers psychoeducation on the mechanics of manipulation and control and therapeutic writing prompts to explore your history and your strengths, practical exercises that transform insights into some actionable steps, and the freedom to heal at your own pace. You can do it in the time frame that works for you without any judgment or pressure. Whether you joined the organization or the relationship that was controlling as a teen or as an adult, Restart and Restore provides the structure and, I think, validation needed to process your experiences safely. I'm also excited to share, beyond the journal and its companion notebook, that I'm currently working on a second journal specifically for those born and raised in high-control groups or high-control family units, as their healing journey often involves different and specialized challenges. Restart and Restore and its companion notebook are available now, and you can find the link in the show notes. Thank you very much. I hope it's helpful to you or to someone you love. Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being a wonderful supporter of the show. This is another bonus episode for you. So let's talk about black and white thinking. Just this idea that there is no gray, that there is nothing in the middle. There is no haziness. There is no, well, maybe it could be this, could be that. Could be both and. There's no both and. Within a cultic system, even within a controlling partner, in that kind of relationship, things are either all good or all bad. Namely, you are usually all bad and they are usually all good. So let's get into what black and white thinking is and what it does and how to combat it a little bit. So black and white thinking, also known as all or nothing thinking, is actually known as a cognitive distortion where individuals view situations or they view people or they view ideas in the extreme, kind of absolute terms, without acknowledgement of nuances or there being a middle ground of any sort. So for former members, this may look like categorizing people as either good, like the people who agree with their former beliefs, or bad, those who don't. Also struggling to see shades of gray in even moral or ethical decisions. It also manifests in having difficulty accepting that their former cult or that kind of relationship may have had both positive and negative impacts on them. Because some people say, you know, there were good things. I learned a lot. I developed a sense of community with people and I felt like I was doing good things. So those are positive takeaways, but it could also have been abusive and manipulative and deceptive and a lot of other things that kind of don't make the positives worth it at times. There's also this tendency to view their new life outside the cult or outside that relationship as either completely perfect or entirely flawed. So, what is the origin of black and white thinking in cults? Cults typically foster black and white thinking by presenting a simplistic worldview that divides everything into good, bad, but also even more importantly into us versus them. So we are the good ones, the protected ones, the ones who are in God's favor, whatever the belief is. Everyone outside is not. And they're also potentially out to get us. So we have to band together. So it is an us versus them kind of paranoia. And sometimes this causes a group to become more militaristic because they feel like they have to defend themselves from the them outside. It also manifests in using fear-based tactics to discourage critical thinking or questioning. Like somehow it's evil of you, or it's lacking spiritual knowledge, or that you're being somehow divisive. You are sabotaging the group in some way by thinking somewhere in the middle that you have to agree 100% with the way it's presented to you, or you're not really a committed member of the group. Then black and white thinking also promotes absolute loyalty to the leader, because then you need to see the leader as all good. And then, of course, you're going to have loyalty to them. And anything you do that shows a lack of loyalty means that you go into the other camp. You go into being one of the people who is in the them, like the ones who are working against us. It also discourages any outside information or any alternative viewpoints. These practices are meant to preserve and reinforce a very rigid, dichotomous kind of mindset that can persist even after leaving the cult. And a lot of people say they have trouble getting over that idea that it has to be either all good or all bad. There are people also who will talk about feeling like when they were in their cultic group, they were used to be a police force to other people, or they were used sometimes to give people a really hard time. So they leave feeling kind of a moral injury, like they didn't do things that they feel proud of. But they also know that they didn't have a choice. It was for their own survival. So are they good or are they bad? Or are they good people put in a bad situation?